Center for Learning and Monitoring of School Education.
Okay.
Today is the first day.
Okay.
Using educational indicator
for
planning and monitoring of school education.
Okay.
So I am also one of the participants.
Sorry,
has contacted me.
Yeah.
We have a prepared question which needs some data to be filled in and all, sir.
Mm.
And then there are some broad level questions for which some reasonable indications are requested of you. We just leave the form behind. Okay?
Let me understand.
Yeah.
If something is to be clarified from you, we can understand now itself. TISS means?
Tata Institute of Social Sciences.
It's
a question prepared by us.
Evaluation of centrally sponsored scheme for teacher education.
August.
So this evaluation work has been assigned to you.
Yeah.
By MHRD?
Yes,
that's right. You are professional, you can do.
We are learning about education related projects.
We are learning a lot in the process.
Tata Institute of Social Sciences.
Yeah.
It is social science or social sciences?
Sciences.
Sciences. Now we raise this issue. The same question I asked there. But it is an institute of social sciences. But the subject, I think, it is not social sciences.
Education is related to society, right?
Subject,
yeah.
It is, I think it is not social sciences, it is social science.
Your
institute may be Institute of Social Sciences.
Social science means history and geography, isn't it?
It's about study of society in various ways, okay? You can broadly classify even economics and everything under that. But primarily, ours is a group dealing only with education, okay? Center for Education.
Education is also social science.
You can say that, but it's more to do with action research and publication of research papers, doing surveys, and collecting some empirical data, empirical evidence.
Tool 2 means it is a questionnaire which is given the name Tool 2.
It's
like an internal reference. Okay. So we have.
State nodal officer. You are state nodal
officer. Yes.
State level schedule. This schedule will contain all the basic information of the state's teacher education progress, especially under the for all years covered under the evaluation study. How many years have been covered under this study? Evaluation study.
So after the 12th.
For all years covered under the evaluation study.
Beyond 2012.
Beyond 2000?
12.
Okay. It is to be filled with the support of state level officer for year 2012 onwards. The schedule can be shared with the SCRT planning coordinators in advance. Achha, this was shared with you, schedule was shared with you. And will be collected along with other documents from them. If planning coordinator is not available, any person official in charge of planning at state level will be interviewed.
Yeah, many of these are directives to people like us going to some 11 states and many union territories and things like that. So the whole thing is about this questionnaire and the basic level of questions, some broad level questions in the first page, sir. There are some n bullet points, two
state
sets of them.
Of the institution, the structure, name, respondent name, district paper. So overall teacher education sector in the state.
See, we have just marked the pencil, no? The kind of questions for which we want to elicit your takes.
Opinions.
Yeah. And then for the rest, this is more core data. Yeah.
Okay. For example, what is the state's vision for teacher education? This is also a question which is related.
Yeah, which you would have a reason.
Very abstract question, state's vision. I think we don't have that academic authority.
That's fine, sir. Whatever you feel, ultimately, your directives.
My view, I think, may not reflect the state vision.
No, it can be just your opinion on how you would see teacher education evolving.
What are the alternate options? Na? Can you suggest some options so that I can respond appropriately? Na? My response should be a specific one, not vague or ambiguous type.
Because we are collecting a lot of data from all levels. At high level, whether you will say that you want teachers to become, teachers to spend maybe about 20 days or 30 days of training, those kinds of broad level indications, based on which operation
teacher education, it includes in-service teacher education.
Both, in-service and pre-service. Yeah.
Pre-service. And any other ideas that you may have about improving the quality? So this is like a very informal question, so you won't be held to the task or anything, but we would like to see your perspective to it. Yes.
Yeah.
So it can any even be at the level of, say, organization. How would you like bodies to be functioning, and how, so that it percolates to the level that we get good teachers and we get motivated teachers to impact the education system. So that's basically the larger picture, to see how we can make a better India is where we are coming from. So
this is the context is DIETS and BRCs and CRCs. Mm-hmm. They have been set up for a particular purpose, and whether they are delivering whatever the purpose is, and then if not, what the issues are.
Actually,
and then
the objective of teacher education is directly related to the learner.
Yes.
So, the vision of the teacher education, in my opinion, it should be focused learner-centered.
Okay.
Teacher is also a learner, and teacher who is handling the students or the taught, have to focus that learner also in center.
Yeah.
Teacher as a itself a learner and the taught as a learner.
Yeah.
So whether it's a teacher or a taught, that vision should be learner centered. This is my
correct, sir.
Yes.
So next one, I think, how has the state's vision evolved? This is also circular question, or
you can answer all of them, not a problem, sir.
Yeah, we would be very happy.
Because we thought that your time, meaning we should not waste your time.
So we
have to drag you.
We are with objective, na. So we have to cooperate. We have to respond, na.
Yeah. That's true, sir.
We should not. We may have so many administrative business, no problem. But with this objective you came here, we have to cooperate with.
Thank you so much. We didn't want to waste your time, so we thought whatever we felt would be important, so that's about it. So if we get your insights for everything, that would be amazing.
Because it will help you in better evaluation.
Especially when we had a very good experience in diet, we've been visiting many diets, but we were so thrilled to just visit it, and then we learned so many things from them, the way things could be run and all.
So
it's not about critiquing, and it's about taking good things that are happening all over, and then saying that, hey, in India these kinds of things are possible, why can't you do it elsewhere, kind of. So that's the basic idea, sir.
From the students to the faculty, the teachers, the strong research base they have as part of the faculty is so heartening. We were so happy to
have
this wonderful
strength,
thing. They know it. I mean, you're doing it through sheer motivation. That is amazing.
DIET is mandated to do certain things, and they've gone well
beyond
them to do many things, and then they're humble about it. I'm saying humility is good, but
sir, they have actually taken the Tamil Nadu state books and translated it into English, and they are using it in their. Which is amazing. Like, translating a work is very difficult, and they've done it for everything.
Is
so
not
it's
an ordinary business.
So it's also creative. A lot of things they are doing. They've published so much.
Idea is this: we are willing to listen to you. And note down your points.
Let us come to the first question.
Yes, sir.
What is the teacher education scenario in this state? So, in my view, the teacher education scenario in the state, it is in a good health.
Okay.
It cannot be said bad.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, I would say I would agree with you.
Whether it is in service or pre-service,
okay,
it is in good state. Second question, how is the teacher education organized in the state? It is well organized. It is an institutionalized system of teacher education. Right? Third question I have responded. Fourth question is, how has the state's vision evolved in the light of NCFTE 2009 and RT 2009? State's vision evolved. Okay. How has the state's vision evolved in the light of NCFTE and RTE as per the expected path, expected vision? What has been expected as per these 2000 NCFTE and RTE? So, fifth question is, what are the key achievements of the state in the field of teacher education? Key achievements. So, key achievement means with the help of the periodical opportunity for teacher education, mainly for in-service teacher education, we have been updating our teachers with this latest academic trends. For example, introduction of NCERT textbooks. Fifth standard. For that we did lot of training programs. And similarly for English language also we have understanding now with the Aziz Premji Foundation. They are also providing us support for in-service teacher education. Aziz Foundation.
In terms of capacity building.
Similarly, for other departmental intervention, for example, learning outcomes. This is the latest one, learning outcomes have been decided now. So, for in order to ensure that they can understand the importance about the learning outcomes, how these learning outcomes are to be achieved. So, we are empowering the teachers by providing trainings, periodical training. So, I think that is the answer. What according to you are the challenges of teachers education sector in this state? In my view, the most important challenges among all other challenges, we don't have some academic authority, our own academic authority, like SCRT or State Institute of Education. So, and moreover, the teacher education institutions in all regions, they are affiliated with the neighboring state. So, neighboring state curriculum, it is being followed in teacher education institution up to elementary level. For B.Ed and other, I think we are not discussing that.
We are not.
So, for example, Mahe, they are following that Andhra, those institutions. So, correct, no? There are some issues related to teacher eligibility test also. Pass percentage criteria for Yanam institution is different from Pondicherry institution. Pass for qualifying, pass percentage. What should the minimum qualifying marks to pass the TET? It is different in Yanam as far as I know. Somebody has discussed this issue. So uniformity must be there. These are some of the challenges. How has the state been able to identify and deal with the challenges? State has been able to identify, no doubt. State has identified these are the problems, the challenges. And deal with the challenges. I think some sort of planning is going on, that how to overcome or how to resolve these issues.
Okay.
It is in process. Resolving this type of issues.
Okay.
But regarding challenge of SCRT or State Institute of Education, still we are helpless.
Okay.
Other minor challenges which are being addressed. But regarding the challenge of SCRT and SI or some other academic authority, for example, for school literacy development program, this is a program of NUPA, right? So every state has been provided with leadership academy, state leadership academy. That state leadership academy has the role to provide training to state resource group. But here in Pondicherry, we don't have state leadership academy which is responsible for imparting training to the head of the school under the school leadership development program. Achha.
Okay.
Challenges. Come to eighth question. What are the roles and contributions of the central government, state government, private sector, NGO in teacher education? How do these stakeholders interact with each other? So I think I am not in a position to comment. I don't have that much of business. Central government is interacting with the state government. They are reviewing the progress of the teacher education. So that interaction is happening. And private sector also, because teacher education is taken as a whole from UT, whether it is in government institution or private institution. Regarding NGO, non-governmental organization means private.
Some Aussie Premji kind of stuff essentially. You are taking help, yeah, wherever we can.
NGO. So some we have association with NGO, that we know. Aziz Premji Foundation. So they are interacting with each other regularly. In case of Pondicherry, only one
office
NGO is
okay.
Associated. We have MOU.
Okay.
With Aziz Premji Foundation. So interaction takes place usually between central government and state government. Similarly, state government and NGO. Interactions usually takes place.
Okay.
We are not working in isolation. Come to ninth question. What are the measures for enhancing quality of teacher education? Measures. So time to time or periodical training program workshops are being organized periodically.
Okay. So
lot of measures have been taken, not only by diet alone, there is a state training center also.
Okay.
State training center, which is also organizing a training program for teacher in Pondicherry.
Okay.
State training center, it is a substitute of SCRT. We don't have SCRT, so we have a small training center called STC.
So that's aligned with both RAMSA and SSA or with SSA? It's not part of missions.
Some of the training programs under SSA and RMSA as a Sarv Shiksha Abhiyan or Rashtriya Madhyamik Shiksha fund is provided to us.
Okay.
SPD.
Okay.
And we are sometimes, if it is an elementary education, we are providing that fund to DIET. So the DIET will conduct inception. In case of PGT or EDS, we transfer that fund to STC.
STC, okay, fine, okay.
So in that way, now we are maintaining very good coordination.
Okay.
So these are the measures. Funds are received. Funds received from MHRD are being utilized timely, judiciously.
Okay.
For the purpose of the teacher education.
Okay.
I have to not do some research to respond. These are very good questions, no? And we have to be very sensitive to respond appropriately.
Correct, sir.
Absolutely. Fine.
But ultimately, all these things are going to be inputted and then collated so that the report will be made, okay? So,
indeed,
what's the
sense
idea?
Sense of how it's happening across the country.
You should get a response, proper response.
Yeah.
I understand the importance of your visit.
And if there are a lot of good work happening, it becomes an example for other places also to live, to work towards, because
for
a lot
example,
of times
you
don't know.
For example, you are singing song of diet, which these people have not been able to sing so far.
So, they don't get the time to sing songs.
You made a good impression. That is enough.
Yeah.
That's everything is not bad in government sector, na?
I agree with you, sir.
Absolutely.
Not at all. You're right.
How often does SCRT meet DIETs and CTEs? So, here there is no SCRT.
Yeah.
But we have STC. And STC and DIET meet often. What is the purpose and function of these meetings? The purpose and function of these meetings are to promote and propagate teacher education. Correct?
Yeah.
What are the challenges faced within the SCERT?
Or STC.
So here we have STC. So STC is facing challenges that human resources to impart the training, who are called the resource person. We have to hire resource person from outside.
Okay.
In STC. Because STC doesn't have that regular faculty. There are 2-3 faculty members. But most of the time, they are engaged only to run the STC, not to run this teacher training program.
Okay.
Just to run the STC.
Right.
But to make the teacher training program happen, we have to hire the resource person from outside.
Yeah.
Outside means it may be from Tamil Nadu or it may be from Pondicherry itself. So these are challenges of SCERT. Overall teacher education sector in the state. Now, first part is over, eh?
Yes, sir.
Achha, now, B, CSSTEPA, state. Achha, how has the state's approach towards teacher education changed post 2012? I don't have much to comment. I joined here very late.
Okay.
I joined here in 2015.
Okay.
So, what was before 2015?
Okay.
It is not known to me.
Okay.
So, what was the earlier approach and whether there is a change or no change regarding approach, not what teacher education.
But after you took over, have you instituted any kind of change, sir, or from 2015?
Even after joining in 2015, I never observed.
Okay.
What is asked here, na? State's approach, what was the earlier state approach and what is the after 2012.
Okay.
Even still, what is the state approach, I am not aware.
Okay.
Because it includes pre-service, in-service. So, approach means in a general way, in a general way, it can be said that the state approach towards teacher education is to provide opportunity for the capacity building of the teachers as and when required.
Okay.
As and when required, the state approach is to provide the training programs, particularly for in-service teacher education. That can be covered.
Okay.
As a question number 13, has the state prepared a prospective plan for teacher education under so and so? Could you mention some of the salient features of this plan? Which I am not able to comment it.
So based on this AWPs,
These are the not prospective plan. These are annual plans.
Annual plans. So that will be retrofitted into some broader plan or vision
nothing like this.
Okay. Okay, sir.
Sometimes in annual work plan, our target keeps changing.
Okay.
Changeable target.
Okay, okay.
So it cannot be defined as a prospective plan.
Yeah, that's true.
This is yearly plan.
Yeah.
So, yearly plan is different from prospective plan.
That's true, sir. Yeah. What I'm saying is, if you have a larger vision, year to year, there will be course correction moving here, there, etc., etc., will have a movement of targets. But broadly, there will be some kind of an agreement on in 20 years' time, Pondicherry or Puducherry will be here with respect to teacher education, kind of. That kind of planning.
I think there is no such type of annual work plan.
Okay.
Which is
okay, sir.
So it is on year to year basis.
Okay.
And many times we are not able to achieve the physical target also.
Yeah.
So for example, we give the target of 600, training of 600 teachers. And we are not able to impart training because of want of funds.
Okay.
Funds are either not released in time.
Okay.
And sometimes funds are not released inadequate.
Okay.
Inadequate fund and delayed release of funds. We are not able to achieve the target.
Okay.
So based upon our achievement in past year, that future targets are also fixed. Here we could not achieve this one.
Mm.
So MHRD, that PAB thinks that it is a negotiation only, for
correct. Sir.
Negotiation, they talk here, you could not achieve this one, so we will not fix this target.
Yeah.
Difficult,
without understanding that it is only the MHRD which has not released the fund, we could not achieve the target without going to that region. This aspect is considered that you could not achieve it.
So very easy to bring,
yeah.
Yeah. And then bring down the funding level. Okay, so this is an important point.
So I think that issue has been covered.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Now, 14. To what extent does this plan address the aims and objective of NCFTE to define the article? What extent? I think not to a great extent.
Okay.
To some extent. You call me, I think.
Yes. Regarding this meeting, yes.
Achha.
Yes. But collector is not able to attend that function, sir.
No problem.
He has fallen down yesterday. Achha. And he has applied for 10 days. So he is asking, we will be attending your
We will be attending?
Yes, yes,
sir. I am not calling.
They are asking to send the name list, sir.
Who?
Imacharya.
The
name of the participant and designation. Because they are
having
the seat, sir. They are going to display the seat.
So for achha, these so students.
Students' name you have given, sir. Teacher's name we have given.
From state
from
side.
From state side, your name and my name I have given, sir. One more, other director is coming, we have to ask him, sir.
Director, sir, puchna.
Yes, sir.
Name puch sakte.
Yes, sir, say last. Last. This is for third party evaluation, right? Yes, yes.
This is not the third party. ये बाद में बताएंगे आपको, पहले डायरेक्टर से बात कर लो.
ओके ओके.
हाँ, और फिर कम्युनिकेट कर दो.
ओके ओके सर.
हमारे ऑफिस में एवरीथिंग थर्ड पर्सन इज कमिंग इज थर्ड पार्टी.
नो सर, वी गॉट सम मैसेज. नो नो, वी रिसीव मैसेज. देयर इज अ थर्ड पार्टी.
एमएचआरडी हैविंग मोर बिजनेस ना, इवैल्यूएशन बाय थर्ड पार्टी. सो वी इज अटेंडिंग एज अ थर्ड पर्सन.
His
observation is quite appropriate, na? Yeah. Mostly third party. ये बात बाद में बताएँगे. जो teacher education का stand है ना, वो भी इसी तरह का observation होता है. If we are providing some opportunity na, for training, so they look at the training program, it is under SSA or RMSA.
Okay.
So they think SSA and RMSA in some program of MHRD alone. Because SSA, these projects, na, these programs have not been assimilated fully na, with our complete education system. Still they are looked na from isolation.
Okay.
SSA and RMS. If something is under SSA means it is up to this SPD only. So our orientation under SSA and RMS in Kannada teacher education is to develop teacher capacity.
Yeah.
So teacher on promotion will be handling secondary classes, higher secondary classes also.
Correct.
So this capacity is not for that training period alone.
Correct.
Once the capacity has been developed, this capacity is to be enhanced and
enriched,
used na in future also.
Yeah.
Till the retirement.
Yeah.
SSA may go, but once the capacity has been developed na, that are to be carried over till the retirement. But it is not the case. Training programs are attended with a view as an intervention of SSA and RMSA.
In silos, separate.
Yes.
Okay.
That what is the content which has been transacted during training program, it is useful only for implementation of SSA and RMSA. Beyond that, there is no use of the training program.
Okay.
You can observe this one also.
No, I will definitely write down. I am just trying to digest it. Yeah.
You could not understand my point.
No, I do. Of course. Of course I do.
Because my communication may not be that.
No. I am just noting it down, sir. Of course. Absolutely. Thinking, how can it be bridged then? Meaning, if this machine is attached
gaps,
to something.
Gaps. These are called gaps.
Gaps, yeah.
But you are noting, na, madam? It is so, matlab ki, to the point, eh?
I've got most of it.
Yeah, some, many pages, sir. Many pages.
If I'm working backwards, pages.
Have you taken tea, coffee?
Yes.
Yeah, we did, sir. We just had tea.
Yeah,
including lunch, yes.
But 14th question is over, eh?
Yeah.
Now let us come to 15th. What has been the extent to which CSSTE has been able to strengthen the institutions of teacher education in these states? Okay. When it comes to CSSTE means it is more focused towards pre-service teacher education under centrally sponsored scheme of teacher education. It is more focused towards pre-service, na? Centrally sponsored scheme for teacher education.
Sir.
Both in-service and pre-service, sir.
Okay. But more and more, na, it's focused on pre-service under this centrally sponsored scheme. Because diet, na, it is providing not only that in-service,
but pre-service also.
Pre-service also. More numbers of students they stay here, more numbers our number of hours are spent by them during that formal. So what has been the extent to strengthen the institutions? So to a large extent you can note down, to a large extent this scheme has been able to strengthen the institution of teacher education. 16th, what are the processes to monitor the institutions of teacher education within the state? Okay, how have they changed post centrally sponsored scheme teacher education? Question, what are the processes?
Sorry,
question number 16. What are the processes?
Yes.
What are the processes?
The steps taken or
the what are the process to monitor the institutions of teachers? It's about governance. Governance.
Are there any oversight?
Because that literal meaning na, and intended meaning are somewhat different.
Okay. Use the word governance.
What
we'll take the feedback. Thank you.
So, processes includes that recognition also. Recognition of teacher education.
Yeah.
And the management of teacher education. Admissions in teacher education.
Director is told to send a message, sir, immediately to the fellow observer, sir, regarding this issue that the collector has met with an accident, so he may not be participating, so he is asking to
alternate,
he is asking you want to listen to our
Okay, we are ready, no problem.
He will send a message.
Haan, wo document hai na, presentation.
Yes.
Isko properly ek baar dekhenge, more than time, suddenly.
Yeah.
I have noticed now, I could not be so comfortable.
Yes.
Sir, thank you. I think we are interrupting you.
Such type of interruption, it is very interesting. Now come to processes. We were discussing processes.
Yeah, yeah.
So process starts from the point of recognition of institution, management of the institution, admissions of students, academic issues. These are the processes. Are used in monitoring.
Yeah.
So now all questions are over?
Yeah, mostly sir, yeah.
Any other portion?
There is some concrete, some number wise kind of data that is required. Then we'll just leave this form behind.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Can we have some detailed introduction about you?
Yes, sir.
We started discussion.
Yeah. Introduction, this is.